Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Welcome to another rousing edition of Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Ew.
And you can watch Miguel and Holly Uncensored on the Miguel and Holly YouTube channel.
Yes.
Fancy.
If you want to go there, we've got a lot of videos up there. I want to kick it off with some reviews that we have from you and the Miguel and Holly fam that have been left on Apple Podcast.
That sounds fun.
So we just want to say thank you for doing that. This is from last Wednesday from LizH99. Subject line, love this podcast. Coming up on my 1-year work from home anniversary.
Mm. A lot of people are.
Which has made me realize how thankful I am for this podcast and having you all to listen to this past year. Could not agree more with everything Holly said about the Big O for Women last week. Mm. Holly,
thank you.
You need to teach a sex ed class to young men in their early 20s.
Hi. Oh, here we are.
I was thinking I was going to teach some ladies things, but I guess I could teach the men's.
Here's nice. Another one. This is from Liz EA.
Okay.
I love you guys so much. Listen all the time. I'm a new listener, so I'm still in 2016 listening.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's different. That's not, we're not the same.
Oof, really wish you guys were an hour long. Sometimes. It just depends. Thank you, Liz. And then last one. This is from Cyber Friend. I could never thank you guys enough for all that you do. This year, I realized I don't have many friends or people that I actually talk to. Mm. And because of this, I've realized I'm pretty lonely. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work and listen to all of your podcast. Because of you guys, I don't feel alone. Mm. Although I can't talk back to you guys, I always feel like I'm a part of the conversation, even though it's through the radio / podcast.
Mm.
Holly, you've helped me so much this year with all of your advice. Your open-mindedness is so beautiful. Miguel, I'm so excited for you to be able to get married, and thank you for being so transparent with everything. Scotty, congrats on your promotion. Your positive and uplifting personality is so contagious. We're so lucky to have people like you in our world. Thank you guys for everything you do, Platypus Posse.
Mm. That was so insightful. I'm going to tear up. It was so insightful. Thank you.
What does it mean when people, when you hear messages like that? What does it mean to you?
It's a little surreal, honestly. Right? Like, I don't know. Obviously, we're going to turn it around and you're going to answer the same thing. But it's a little surreal because when I'm hearing it in that moment or reading it in that moment, like, it's sort of like light shines down. And you're like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm doing it. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You should celebrate yourself for fucking doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's almost, like, too much.
Right.
And then as soon as, like, I'm done reading it or we're done acknowledging it, I'm like, not that it goes away, but I'm like, I don't think I can ever reach that level again.
Mm.
It's weird. I'm weird. I don't know.
You're not weird. You're you. And that's not weird. You're just you. Scott, what does it mean to you?
Well, a couple things. So, like, the first thing that comes to my mind is it just kind of shows exactly why, you know, we do what we do. Like, that's, you know, those things that you feel and the especially, like, not feeling alone. Like, that's why I jumped into one, entertaining, and two, radio, because I remember driving to high school and I would listen to the radio show, and like that was just so therapeutic for me in the morning as I was going to school. I was like, I'm cracking up in the car. It's like 6 a.m. And it made my day so much brighter. And that's why I wanted to do this, because I wanted to bring a little bit of a bright light to your day. No matter what you're going through, it's a little bit of that escape. And so it kind of just shows it's nice to know that you're doing those things to other people. And it's actually working. Like, the work you do actually has meaning for others. Because it is. It's hard to remind yourself that when you're just us three.
I know.
And it's like 6 a.m. and we're just like, okay, you have no idea if people are listening. Just none. And you just hope, and you hope that it has a positive impact, and it shows, like, in those comments that it does. And it's really cool. And then the other thing I was thinking of is, you know, I like to look at these moments because, again, we're going to continue moving, and this comment will go in the past for a little bit. And you won't think of it necessarily right now, but right. I do this with just other experiences in my life. I learned this from a guy named David Goggins. Insane just dude that extremely inspirational on his life story, if you ever want to look him up. But he has this thing called the cookie jar, where in this case, and like how I've used it in life, is when you accomplish something big, it's almost like a reminder. You put it in your cookie jar, and when you think you can't get through something, you go back in your cookie jar, your mental cookie jar, you pull it out and be like, I've done that before. I've done harder before. I could get through this. And in this case, this is one of those moments for me where it's like one of these cookie jars where you feel whooped and you feel like you have no impact on others, and then you remember, like, wait, let me pull out this. That's that moment. And that comment right there, like, that's a cookie jar moment where it's like, you do have a positive impact on people. You do make a difference. You have to keep carrying forward, even on the days where you feel like you have no impact at all. For me, it's going in my cookie jar, so I appreciate that.
How do you do that? Do you actually write it down?
You could write it down. See, it depends. Like, I have things on my vision board that are like that, where it's like, you know, or just little visual things. Like, a big cookie jar moment for a physical thing I did was, like, the marathon. And when my dad got me a 26.2 sticker, like, that is, the like, one of the biggest cookie jar tokens I've ever had in my entire life, because it was such a moment that I didn't think I could do it. And now when I go through things and I'm like, wait, can I get through this? I'm like, yeah. Like, in this case, I look at the vision board. I'm like, I've done harder. I've gone through more. But for this, it's more so you keep it in the back of your head. You know, it's just kind of like a mental cookie jar. But you could do both. If you want to write it down and literally put it in a jar, that would be it too. But this was more so like a mental thing where it's like when you're thinking, usually I use it in working out. But in this case, it's just life. And so it's that mental cookie jar where it's like, wait, I do. I have to remind myself that I do have these impacts on people.
Holly, you've been wiping your eyes on the video.
I can't stop crying.
What's making you emotional?
It's just a day, I think. Mm. I don't know. It's fine.
You felt very quiet and introspective today.
I think I need your fancy Kleenex.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just give me your fancy
Kleenex. We have such an interesting world.
Look at Miguel's fancy Kleenex. You need to go on the YouTube and see the fancy Kleenex. It's like a long, skinny tube of Kleenex.
It was on sale at Target, and I was like, ooh, I can have one in the bathroom, one at work, one in the car. Because my nose deserves it.
And not aloe.
The toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a couple things. I deal with imposter syndrome sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that. And I, you know what did it, I think? Because this whole International Women's Day, because it is today. So when we came in, you know, and you, Miguel, were like, oh, can you say a few words about what it means? And I was like, I don't know. It's hard. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I literally had to Google it. Because I was like, I can't speak for all women. And then I got really inside my head because I started thinking about, like, trans people. And I was like, what if my opinion is, like, impinging on that? I just, it's hard right now. So I don't, I just really, really struggled with that. And then, so there's like other random parts of my life that I'd like for us not on the podcast, because I, even though I do share everything on the podcast, I would I'm not like, I will eventually, but I'm not ready to share a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just need to have like a sit down about that.
Right.
But other than that, like, I'm not doing bad. Like, I had a good weekend. I'm not, and it's just so with it, with not knowing what to say about, and like, I wasn't prepared to have like a really impactful speech. And then I feel like, well, why can't you just come up with something? And like, why don't you have something ready to go? And like, I just wasn't prepared. So I felt like, I felt kind of like a phony about that. But then I also feel kind of like, maybe it's not like a phony, but like like Miguel posted this thing that he had, you know, typed up 2 years ago and it's online. And I just feel like that's, people are like leaving comments and I'm like, stop. Like I didn't do anything. So I'm just having a time. It'll be fine though.
So can I help you a little bit?
I guess.
Let me help. So one with, you know, what the words on what you were going to say. I don't care how seasoned, how long you have been a presenter, a performer, on-air personality. It takes time to sort of gather those sort of thoughts and feelings. And it's not like, you know, every day you're listening to Empowering Women 101 and this is what I do. So let me come up with these amazing Maya Angelou-esque words or Amanda Gorman words. Like, that's not who you are, and that's not what I was expecting. I wanted Holly O'Connor as a woman who has been in a male-dominated industry, who you don't realize the power of what you bring to this show, to this city, to our audience. And
I'm blowing my nose.
You're fine. And sometimes I feel like because being a woman in our society, you have been conditioned to fall silent, to, you know, defer to a guy. And it's like, you are so powerful in those words that I wrote on the Instagram and the Facebook page. Every one of them is true. Mm. And when I had to do a video for What Does Black History Mean to Me?
Yeah.
I had to Google some things just to sort of get my thoughts together, because I don't walk around being like, well, what does Black History Month mean to me, girl? Like, I had to sort of like Google it and sort of think about and process what exactly does it mean to me while getting inspiration from other people.
Yeah.
So don't think that you're a fraud. And you, it's impossible in today's world and, you know, how we are being more open-minded and accepting about everything and everyone when it comes to the trans.
Yeah.
And how you were like, I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
Yeah.
Like, you would never intentionally do that. And someone obviously is going to always find a problem with anything that we say. But when it comes to you just speaking from the heart, you were just telling the truth about how you felt about where women have come from, what today means, as, you know, and if you missed it on our show today, you mentioned that today, as International Women's Day, it's a day to sort of take stock of, like, where we've come from for women and what work do we need to do moving forward. And so I thought what you said was universally true for women, as a person who is not a woman,
right,
you know, but who can understand from a gay Black man perspective of, like, what it means to be looked at as less than in our society and not feel like you always have a seat at the table. I understand, and I thought what you said was amazing.
Okay. So it made sense.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It resonated.
Okay, I just, yeah, it felt like too much. Like, yeah, it felt like, I don't know. Like, it's just that you want to be impactful. Like, I'm in this job because I want to be impactful. But then sometimes I'm like, I don't know the best way to go about doing that. So it's just tough within the last 4 years, 3 years to even have conversations because everybody just wants to be pissed.
Yes. Right.
I mean, they want to.
Right.
They are looking for a reason to be pissed. And so it makes it a little bit more tricky.
Right.
Or maybe not tricky. It makes it more intimidating. That's what I'll say.
Well, I mean, to me, I look at it like this. Like, we got a message, and I haven't thought about how to respond to it yet. So, like, on our radio station, if you don't live locally, on our station, Hot 101.5, we're playing only women artists all day long.
Wait, I'm going to put my new pink sunglasses on that Miguel gave me so you don't have to see my crying eyeballs.
No.
On the video.
Hey, Lady Gaga. And we got a message from, actually, I'll read it.
Where was this from? What platform?
This was on the, I believe, the Hot 101.5 Insta.
Nice.
Okay.
Doot, 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 doot. good morning. I'm a huge fan of your show and absolutely love you all. I've never had a complaint. However, this morning I was quite disappointed with
the fact that
you played the Rihanna song Breakup, or I think she means Ariana, Breakup with Your Boyfriend because I'm bored.
Oh, yeah.
It is International Women's Day, and as a teacher of all teenage girls, I just thought that we would be empowering them to make right decisions and not sending them a message to encourage some dude you break up with their girlfriend because the girl's bored. So I saw that just a minute ago before we started, and I was like, all right, well, let me think about how I want to respond to that. But to me, that's a perfect example of, like, this person, we've communicated before, and they love the show, and they're just, you know, saying their feelings, and I think that's totally valid. But, like, literally, we as in the show, this radio station, the media, you listening, we cannot be perfect all the time. Should somebody in our system been like, hey, maybe we should like make sure that the songs are appropriate in their messaging? Absolutely. But we're dealing in a time where like we're on a very shoestring amount of people that work for our radio station. So you think that like we're this big conglomerate with like lots of people, like the people that do the music, that do what we do, there's only a little bit of us. And so it's like we have this idea. Let's do it. In a perfect world, we'll be able to, like, go through and, like, read the lyrics of every single song and make sure that it's, like, on brand, it's the perfect message. Absolutely. I would love for us to be able to do that, and that's with anything. But mistakes are going to happen, and those sort of things get overlooked because we all have a million things to do, just like everybody else. To me, it's always, what's your intention? Like, my intention, our intention was to do something that radio, literally 10 years ago, was like, don't play two women back to back because women don't like each other and they won't listen. Like, fucking stupid rule is that.
And guys aren't definitely not going to listen.
Right. But that was the rule that radio had. So, like, to me, I feel like we as our society, yes, we should be critical. Yes, we should hold people accountable, but also realize the intention of what was behind it. Like, and I think I'm going to respond back to this person and be like, you make a very valid point. I hear you. I see you. I will literally take a screenshot, send it up the food chain. So maybe they take it out for the rest of the day. But like, let's not miss the bigger picture here that like we're playing only women all day long.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. Like,
that's
let's not
one.
Lose sight of that by that one specific song. And that to me would be a bigger question to take up with Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
On why would you create that song?
Well, Scott had his hand up and wanted to say something to this message, and I'm wondering if it's something similar that I have. What was your...
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. I was just talking to my friend who's a big Ariana Grande fan. It's like, it was just about this song specifically and like the meaning behind the song. That's what I was going to bring up, where it's, I don't think it's exactly what that like line says. I think there's something in the music video where it's actually like Ari is talking to herself,
yeah,
or something.
In the music video, it's Ariana versus Ariana.
Yeah, not so the, I don't think... Yeah.
That's the bad thing. It's like, who out here is even still watching music
yeah.
videos?
Yeah.
Right. But I, from what I understand, and I read that early on when this song came out, because there were several complaints about this song,
yeah,
about why would you incur... Yeah, yeah. And I think that she put out the statement where, and the reason the video is the way it is because it's her having a conversation with herself, and it's like supposed to be like sort of Inception level,
yeah,
and the video follows that. If you're just a casual listener, there's no way that you would know that.
Yeah, right. No, I didn't know that until like 2 days ago.
Right, but I would give Ariana Grande some credit for actually like putting that in the video and making it known, but it's how are you going to get that message to the masses?
Right.
How
right.
You can't. So right. I wouldn't want to be like, well, you're wrong, lady, but because... How would she know?
Right.
Yeah, I
right.
know. But it is something to take into account.
It is.
That's why I'm like, valid point. I'm not going to try to like
yeah.
sidestep and I'm gonna be like, valid, I'll send it up the food chain. But like, let's not miss the bigger mm-hmm. picture of like what we are trying to do and how our society is progressing forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Holly, to your imposter syndrome,
yep.
I think that that's just something that you, me, we're going to have to just continue to work on because I feel that all the time. Like, there are literally, like, yesterday I was like, what are we going to do today? I don't know. Like, why do I have this job? I'm so stupid. I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to go live in a dumpster. Like,
I get the house still.
I'm going to just stop. Nope. You got to live in the dumpster with me,
no.
Scott. You're ready. Yep. We're going to get a big dumpster downtown, and we'll
oh.
just have separate parts of it.
A nice dumpster.
Yeah, girl. We're going to make it real good. We're going to put some Christmas lights in it and make
okay.
it look real good.
I'm not opposed to that.
Right. But it's just something that I feel like we all, that deal with feeling less than, that it's like something that never goes away. That, you know, when you get awards and accolades and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so great, da da da. And it's like, well, bitch, do you know exactly like what goes into it and how it's stressful and how it's like every day? I'm like, well, today's show is great. Tomorrow's probably gonna suck.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like your own brain is doing this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a really great TikTok the other day where this person was like, I don't know who needs to hear this today, but all your past successes, you did that. So stop looking for a lucky rabbit's foot. Stop looking for like validation, because it wasn't validation that did all that shit that you did. It was you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, that's good. So I saved it. But it's like, what, do you just have that playing on a loop?
This is one of those things. It's a constant. Like, that's why people, you know, I always get a question like, how are you so positive all the time? It's like, no, it's every day. It's the same process of like, it doesn't just stick and just stay there forever. It's like, no, you have to make these choices and these decisions every day to get a little bit better and a little bit better. And some days are a little harder than others. And like, that's understandable to be like, you know what? Some days I just don't feel like I deserve this. While other days you're like, okay, I'm getting a little bit better at deserving this. And then that's a step back.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Yeah.
So, okay, I feel better.
Do you?
Well, I mean, I've sufficiently talked enough about it so that I can put that in a box and deal with it later. And I can actually focus on our conversation. Before, I was, there was just no way. I was just in my own head, so.
Yeah, I could tell you were just, like, on the air when I read the message that I wrote about you a couple years ago that I reposted, that you were just like, thank you. And I was like, are you feeling,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's a whole different thing. Which we don't have to talk about right now.
I mean, do you want to talk about it?
No.
Or no? Okay, that's fine.
No.
Okay.
I do feel weird. I mean, I feel weird that, like, you know, it's like all out there and everybody's like, oh, Holly's so great. No, just calm down. I'm not that great. Like, I'm fine. But it's just fine.
Okay, I'm going to ask you something. And if you don't want to talk about it, we can move on. Why would... Why are you afraid of the positive comments that people are leaving about you on that post? Because if you wrote something about me on, like, my birthday or, you know, Pride or Black History Month or something like that, you know, knowing you, you would be like, yeah, celebrate Miguel, get it. Why do you feel uncomfortable when it's about you?
Well, that's part of my thing that I'm in therapy for, but I just feel like, I feel like when you wrote that, it was a different time, and I don't know if it still holds true, all of it. So I feel like when people are reading that, it's from, it's like, the picture attached to it, right? Which I love, and that's like my promo picture. And when I reposted it, everyone's like, oh, you look good, girl. I'm like, oh, shit, I did this to myself. That's from 3 years ago. Like, of course I look good 3 years ago, but like, you don't see what I look like now. So it's like, okay, that was written a couple years ago, and maybe that's how you felt a couple years ago, but I don't know if it's just, if it's how you feel now, or if it's just like, this was a really nice thing, and I'm going to repost it. And then when people see it, they're like, oh, this is all current. And I'm like, but maybe they're not, this is not something that's happening now.
I see. I feel, I would not have reposted it if I didn't feel that way about, like, I would have wrote something very similar if it were today. Like, if I would have had the time to, like, write out something today, it would have been exactly the same, that all those things, I feel the same way about you.
Okay.
Do you feel differently about yourself, or you think that I feel differently about you?
No, I don't think that I feel, well, I guess I always feel myself because I'm me. But I guess sometimes it's like the check-in. So it's like, are we all still on the same page? And you know what happened in the pandemic, since we weren't going out? And it's like, we just haven't, like, I got to go have like a friend date with Scotty, And that was fun, yeah. By the way. We should totally do that again. Damn. But, like, you know, we should probably check in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's probably all.
I see. No, that makes sense. I feel like right now we're all going through that. I think especially after a year of being in this weird place.
It's been weird. And you know what? It's not just, it's like the year, but it's everything that the year implied as well.
Right.
And I mean, this could be you and your close friends or family, yeah. or even coworkers that you're now seeing virtually, maybe, I don't know. Where it's not just that, okay, we had a pandemic and we had to deal with that. It was like the politics of the pandemic and
right.
then the politics of actual politics.
Right.
And then like all of the social justice, I didn't want to say stuff, but
mm-hmm.
all of the social justice implications over the past year,
mm-hmm.
all of these things are deep sociological issues. And we dealt with them all in the midst of being as isolated as we've ever been.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that it's, and I'm just coming to this realization too, as we am talking it out. I think that the implications of all of that led to some of our relationships are probably different. No, not different. In need of some care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all of the stuff that we have all gone through over the past year, and again, the pandemic is like the leading charge of it because of like the actual what it was. You have to stay locked down and then mm-hmm. you had masks and all this stuff. But then all the politics that came of it. And all of the everything else that came out of the social justice issues. And as some people were like clamoring to find out more and learn, some people were like shutting themselves down and not willing to do that. And it was, there was a lot of confusion. And I think, and now I'm speaking bigger than me. I'm not just, this is not just myself I'm talking about. I just feel like it's been a rough time for human connection.
Right.
And then maybe that's the bigger picture.
I think so.
From the pandemic.
I mean, I think that I know for me, I have not been the greatest friend to you, my friend that is transitioning, a friend that's going through a really bad breakup, because I just, unlike usual times where I can sort of like take on and be like, hey, tell me everything, like what's going on? I felt so weird and in a weird emotional spot with everything.
Yeah,
and so heavy.
A lot of people have been.
Right. Where it's like, you just get to the point when it's like, oh, I should call Holly. It's a Saturday. Or I should call my friend that's transitioning. Or I should call my other friend that's going through this breakup and just do a quick little check-in. Mm. But then you're like, I also feel like complete shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what's wrong with me, but I feel like shit. And I just don't know if I can like take on and be the empathetic ear that people know me to be.
Right. No, and that makes total sense.
And so I feel like we all have gone through that. And it's interesting you say that, or we're talking about this, because one of my friends that is transitioning, they wrote a really thought-provoking Facebook post a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We're basically saying the same thing as like, listen, I have been isolated. In this isolation, I have figured out that I am transgender and I just feel very alone. And a lot of people at the beginning were like, hey, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I'm there for you. But then because the physical fact that like we're not seeing people and they don't live in our state, they live in a different state where things are locked down, that it is sort of like after that initial, like, this is who I am. The initial text went out and then it was a silence.
Yeah.
And they were like, I am not ready to speak to anybody. And I'm just not saying that I'm cutting you off as a friend, but just know that it's just been very disappointing. And then like my heart fell and I was like, well, I've done a shitty job of checking in. And it's just like, and I ended up texting with her and we were going back and forth. And she's like, listen, I understand. Like, you're going through your stuff. I just had to get that off my chest. And I'm like, I get it.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like I feel for her because I was like, if you keep that in, it's poisonous.
Right.
Right. But then as like an empathetic person myself, like I've felt like that before. Not in the exact same way. Obviously, we're talking about two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, and I still haven't reached out to her because I also don't like, I know it's going to be a minute of texting and I want to make sure I have time to focus dedicated to that. And there's a time difference and everything.
Right.
But I understand that feeling, which is a universal human feeling.
Right.
And you don't want to keep it in because you're like, this is poisonous and it's toxic for me. But if I put it out, I know how it's going to impact other people, and I would not like to hurt other people.
Right.
Like, I don't want them to feel bad because of what, because of me. Mm. I don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to be in charge of someone else. But that's the problem. And that's why I was really glad that I saw that she put that out, because I was like, good girl here.
Mm.
We can't keep taking, and I'm telling myself this, mm-hmm. we can't keep taking responsibility for other people's feelings. But it's so hard.
Extremely. Right.
It's so hard. Oh, my God. I struggle with that literally daily.
Mm.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I recognize it, and sometimes I don't until after, and then I'm like, damn it.
I did it again. Yeah.
Like, what you would think after practicing this for a while now, I'd be better at it. And I am better at it, but it still takes me down.
Mm.
So it's tough because I've, like, you don't want to keep it in, but when you put it out, you're going to make people feel a type of way. And I'm sure that, you know, hopefully, you know, in the conversation that, that the two of you had, you were able to express that, you know, it's okay that you wrote that, and I just want to check in.
Right.
And
right.
then she was able to hopefully express, it's not, I'm not angry with you.
Right, right.
Because it's just one of those hard things.
It is. And I don't know, like, how we as a society can like move forward and sort of try to open up our minds. Maybe we all need like some big cathartic moment where you just like release all of the crazy that, you know, we've been experiencing. Mm. But it has just been an emotional time for everyone.
100%.
I mean, even like just this weekend, we were hanging out with a friend that you know, just went through a breakup, and usually I feel like I have like the right things to say, but I was just like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I can just be here for you because I just feel so emotionally wrecked. Just like,
yeah. And well, and I think people maybe aren't even looking for the right words.
Right.
And so it's good that you said that.
Right.
If you did say that, I don't know if you made it out loud or not, but yeah, it was probably just good that you were there.
Yeah.
It was so, probably just good.
No, I agree that we all could do a better job of...
Oh, myself included.
Yeah.
Because we're all dealing with so much of our own shit.
Right.
That it feels almost impossible to take on other people's.
Yes.
As well.
Well, and I also, too, with our age group now, you know, Holly, I'm 35, you're 38, and we are... Yes.
Yep, 38, yeah.
39.
That's fine.
I know. I was just going to see if you were going
to
say.
I feel like... I don't really want to, but yeah,
we skipped last year, so right. I still want to redo my 35th birthday. So
I know. That's fine.
But, like, I've noticed that in this new phase of life where, like, Abe and I are, like, planning a wedding and trying to, like, do all that stuff, that it's so easy to, like, forget to do the normal things that you would do with, like, your friends in the past,
I passed that milestone years ago. Like, it is actively difficult.
Right.
To step outside of your, like, your daily routine and do something different.
Right.
It's so, and you're, everyone's like, well, what, just go to freaking brunch or something. Like, but you, it gets to be, like, a weird thing in your head then. You're like, well, I haven't done this in a while. Like, mm-hmm. what do I even do? Maybe, you know what, I just don't want to even do it.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
Right. Is it going to be awkward? What should I say? Like, how do I invite them? Like,
We are the worst. Yeah.
So, no, I can feel a change in, like, how, because we got a bunch of other stuff that we're dealing with, too, that, you know, just takes up so much. I think that the phrase that I've been liking is, like, your emotional bandwidth,
mm-hmm.
that there's only so much that you can handle, and it's, like, truly, and I think I saw a meme about this where it's, like, can we stop glorifying, you know, being able to get through adversity with, you know, not batting an eye, and that you did it yourself and you rose up and you ignored all of your emotions and you were successful because that's what we do in America.
It's like, ooh.
You should have seen how deep my eye roll was just now. Like, let's stop glorifying being on the grind with Team No Sleep.
Right.
You know what Team No Sleep is? Team Dead.
Team Can't Live.
You're going to die because you ain't getting no sleep.
Emotionally ripped apart.
Right. So, yeah, let's stop doing that.
Scott?
What?
What do you think?
About Scott, that entire thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is very loaded. I guess break it down. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things that were just kind of stated right there. I mean, your last point, no, I agree with it, because I was definitely in that mindset for a long time where, you know, do it all and act like it doesn't faze you. And I'm like,
look how much shit Scott's had to deal with the last year.
But I guess a lot of people don't realize it does faze me. It's just like, okay, it just doesn't happen all the time where it's like, all right, let me talk about it. No, like, if, you know, you sit down and ask me the right question. I got way open this past weekend when somebody literally just sat me down and asked me about my mom. And I was like, wow, like, I don't know if I'm ready to talk about it, but yeah, we could talk about it. And I did, and it was okay. And I was happy, and I felt, you know, I felt supported and listened to. And that's one of the weirder things when, I guess, to one of the things that pokes out with that, there's just been so much stuff you can't even get caught up with the stuff that you're already going through. That's the biggest problem right now that I'm facing with everything. It's like there's just been no time to stop and really just understand what you're going through. And I even, like, I, like, broke down with my dad, like, when we're over at my grandma's place, and, like, we're, like, literally, like, just trying to clear out all of her stuff because my grandma passed, like, a couple months ago. And in the midst of it, like, my dad started talking to me about, okay, well, like, you know, I think, like, my mom's parents, I think we're going to get together and start, like, going through mom stuff. And I just, every time it gets brought up, I just get so pissed. I get so mad because I'm not, like, what it comes down to is I just haven't had time to even, like, face that. And, it, like, that part sucks. The face, like, to even, like, understand everything that's going on, I haven't even been able to, like, honestly, and I told my dad this, I just haven't been able to sit home with mom stuff. Like, and I know you do every day, and this is where it's weird because it's like, I know it is very hard for you. And so I get that. And then at the same time, like, I haven't even had time to really, like, even process it. And it's been 4 months, but, like, I haven't had time to really, like, get a grip on what the hell is happening. And it still kind of blows my mind when I try to think about it. And so when he was talking to me about, okay, like, let's go through some of mom's, I just lost it. I literally just lost it. And, like, he got kind of upset. He was like, why are you mad? I'm like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad that I haven't had a chance to, like, catch up on everything. And it sucks because right now we're literally going through, you know, grandma stuff. I haven't even had a time to even, like, take a look at mom stuff. So that's exactly how I feel with friendships and everything, like, now, where it's like I hear people's problems and it's so hard for me to, like, jump into a space for, like, I guess, quote unquote, caring. It's like, as much as I do care, I feel like I'm at, like, a bottle and my bottle is full because I'm like, oh my God, if I take on your stuff right now, like, I don't know how much more I could take. And it also takes time, and, like, people want to hang out or something, or new people want to step into my life. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I have no time, like, at all. And as much as I want to build new relationships, like, it's not doing anybody justice by us hanging out once, going to kind of form something. But, like, okay, I'm neglecting myself, other friends, family, everything else that hasn't had any time put into it in the last couple months.
Right.
And so it has been so hard. Hopefully, and I think great people will understand that when I tell them. It's like, hey, like, we will hang out eventually, but if we've never hung out in our lives and we don't know each other, it's going to be almost impossible right now for me to be like, all right, let me set aside some time to try to invest in you, because I have so much invested in other people, just as we all do, just so much more invested in just other things happening.
That the self-awareness is great from you. And if more people had that type of self-awareness, less people would be hurt in the world accidentally by others.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. You don't have the space, the capability, the time, Miguel's bandwidth to do it. Mm. And you recognize it. But it doesn't make it easier as you're going through it. But at least you knowing it can maybe give yourself a little bit of grace.
That's something I am trying to do, like, now. When like yesterday was Sunday. I've really been taking advantage of, like, today's my day, damn it. Like, I'm not doing anything with anybody unless, like, it's really going to serve me.
Yeah.
And luckily, like, I'm getting a little better at being like, nah, it's my time. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to sit. Like, before, I'd have a problem, like, sitting and watching a show. But yesterday, I sat and binged Firefly Lane. Great show. Oh, what a twist. Can't wait for season two. But that's what I did. And, like, I didn't feel guilty at all. And it was probably, like, you know, maybe, like, there's, like, a little tiny percentage. I was like, ooh, should I be doing this? Like, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's getting shorter and shorter because probably, you know, before the pandemic, absolutely not. That would have just wouldn't have happened. But I finally learned. I'm like, wait, I'm so much better when I give myself this little bit of time to do nothing and not worry about other things. Instead of actually trying to work through it. Like, that's right. Not serving anybody anything.
I think that's the biggest takeaway from all of this is giving each other and ourselves grace.
Mm.
And making sure that we can't just keep saying, let's talk about mental health, let's be about mental health, but actually doing it. That's one of the things that I was telling Abe, my fiance, is I'm like, I'm literally going to start like every other or every once a month Saturday schedule a day for you just to be by yourself. Because like he is never by himself. He is always working. And then I feel awful because like, you know, usually Thursdays are my days where we don't have a lot at the station afterwards. So I usually go get my hair cut. If I have time, I'll get a massage or a pedicure. Just something for myself that I can just be quiet and just literally just not talk.
Yeah.
And I get that every week. He doesn't because he's always with his business partner working or then he comes home and then I'm there or we're all there on the weekend or we're so busy doing all this other stuff. And he's such a giving person that I'm like, you've got to give back to yourself.
Yeah.
And I know that he doesn't know how. So I'm like, well, this is why we're getting married because I can help you with that. It's going to be Abe's day by himself.
Abe day.
Go do what you want. You want to do a jet ski? You want to get a massage? What you want to do? It's your day.
Yeah.
Do it. But we have to make a priority and we have to make it happen. So like, Holly, you and I, we need to schedule a lunch.
Yeah.
The three of us, we need to look at our calendars. What day are we all going to go out and just have fun, drink, and, you know, have some of those old crazy times?
Yeah, about it.
I was going to use a different phrase, but.
Oh. Okay.
Get fucked up.
Oh,
okay. Yes, you know. I was like, my mind went off in all kinds of directions. Yeah. Like,
no.
Like, what are we going to do?
What are we doing with each other? Okay.
Oh, Holly, you remember what we used to do when we lived together, Green?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just sit on the couch and watch TV.
But now, hey, I miss that. It was,
right?
It was good doing nothing but what you want to do.
Girl, just sitting there, just enjoying the day, ordering some Domino's pizza.
Oh, man.
Those were the days.
I kind of want some pizza.
Girl.
I can't have pizza. I have cauliflower crust pizza at my house.
That's fine. Well, that's not fine. Now, but I'm just saying, like, we should soon. Like, okay, we'll figure it out.
Calendar.
All right.
Yeah.
Calendar.
Scott, what is all of your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Holly.
Yes, it's Radio Holly, and that's on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Clubhouse. Is that still a thing?
It is.
I
actually
still
listen.
Haven't popped in one. Like, I accidentally entered one and I didn't mean to and things started happening. And then I was like, bye. But it's just, I don't quite get it yet, but I'm in it.
Yes.
So, okay.
The other night before I went to bed, I just popped into a room about like branding or something. And it was just really weird just listening to these random people just. It was like a live podcast almost.
It is.
Know.
It's like live, different rooms of live podcasts.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, I'm on Clubhouse too.
So there you go.
Don't know how to use it. So if you send me something, sorry, I'm trying. But I am Miguel Fuller on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places. Make sure if you want some Miguel and Holly stickers, just shoot me an email, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And please leave us a review or a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.